Hachette Audio presents The Nightfire, written by Michael Connelly, read by Christine Lakin and Titus Welliver. Dedication for Titus Welliver, for breathing life into Harry Bosch. Hold fast.
Bosch, Chapter 1. Bosch arrived late and had to park on a cemetery lane far from the gravesite. Careful not to step on anybody's grave, he limped through two memorial sections, his cane sinking into the soft ground, until he saw the gathering for John Jack Thompson. It was standing room only around the old detective's gravesite, and Bosch knew that wouldn't work with his knee 6 weeks post-op. He retreated to the nearby Garden of Legends section and sat on a concrete bench that was part of Tyrone Power's tomb. He assumed it was okay since it was clearly a bench. He remembered his mother taking him to see Power in the movies when he was a kid. Old stuff they would run in the revival theaters on Beverly. He remembered the handsome actor as Zorro, and as the accused American and witness for the prosecution. He had died on the job, suffering a heart attack while filming a dueling scene in Spain. Bosch had always thought it wasn't a bad way to go, doing what you loved. The service for Thompson lasted a half hour. Bosch was too far away to hear what was said, but he could guess. John Jack, he was always called that, was a good man who gave 40 years of service to the Los Angeles Police Department in uniform and as a detective. He put many bad people away and taught generations of detectives how to do the same. One of them was Bosch.